world is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front.
All right, we are back, fellas. We are back. Another episode of The Scenario. Brother Matt, how's been going on?
Life is life, man. Can't complain. We still here. Agent Orange ain't blown us off the map yet, so we just got to enjoy it while we got it.
All right, one of our favorite contributors is here, B-Dub. People have been asking about you come back, man.
What's up, man?
People have been asking about this list. They've been like, when Brandon come back with this list?
I'm in here ready to talk about these women.
And they want us to do that Game of Thrones of all the rappers, too, man. People have been asking about that Game of Thrones. Which rappers would be in Game of Thrones? Yeah, we got a whole year for it to come back, so we got time.
that'll be the fall 2018 edition of the show.
Yeah, we can push that back for a minute. But how's your fantasy league going on, man? That's the big money one.
I'm in the playoffs.
Are you making the playoffs?
Snuck in.
Because I saw Mike, and he was showing me, Mike was showing me that you was like, you went in the playoffs.
I'm like,
my man, Doug.
I snuck in as a 16, and I won last week in the first round, so now I got to play Mike's ass.
Oh, so it's the semifinals?
Semifinals.
Yeah, he was talking real greasy, and I let him know. I'm stepping in the building next year, and he's going to have to live his life.
He's the number one seed.
Yeah, he was showing me.
I might play my line brother B-Lab actually, and I think my boy Pete in Atlanta plays Mike. Now that I think about it, and Pete has Gronkowski. So yeah.
I know. Oh, I'm playing Gronk in my big money league too.
Well, then you won't be.
I won't be playing Gronk.
Right.
But I've got Brady. So that's
the offsets each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Brady can throw to like a broom. And he can get yards out of it.
That's true.
Marshawn's carrying me, dog. Marshawn's just carrying me.
And the whole city
over. He's just doing what he needs to do, dog.
Hey, for the record, man, I was in Vegas, man. I don't know if they're going to get this team up and going in Vegas. Because they just switched I was watching the news. They just switched the land to my life. Oh, no, we ain't going to use that land no more. They don't know when it's going to be.
Well, the thing about it is that they had a change in who owns the land. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same. It's not underneath the same agreement that it started under. And that is that's a problem.
It's a material, fact of a contract.
Yeah, it's a big thing if you say you're moving a team in, what, like a year?
Right.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's going to be interesting, though. Because they selling a gang of shit, though, in Vegas, though. Like, all that Raiders shit, though, already.
I'm going to the Golden Knights game in March. And that's supposed to be popping. Yeah, like the Golden Knights.
I heard it's crazy. They
the Golden Knights. So for people that don't know, the NHL is the first pro sport to actually make it to Las Vegas, and they're the Vegas Golden Knights. So they're
should have been there a long time ago. Their minor league team was like selling out for like.
Well, but
10,
they're so right now they're actually in the playoffs. The playoffs started today. They're second place in their division. Like they're like the greatest expansion team of all time. Like it's something to see. So I gotta go. I mean, there's no way around.
Who are they playing when you go?
Blues.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Because the Blues are killing it.
Right, without saying that question. I feel like I knew.
Yeah, that movie's going to be cool to see.
I'd go see like Crosby or something like that. There's enough guys in the NHL that I dig. But no, it's the Bulls.
Right. Man, you got any topics for us offhand?
Do we got any emails?
Yeah, we got two. I'm going to see them real quick.
Grab those from the last show. Because I tell you what, the last show, people were approaching me about like, what the hell is going on? Like, y'all really spent 20 minutes breaking down how to get around dealing with the broad. And I was
that was a big situation and conversation. First one comes from, shout out to Javon, man. This one's from Javon Bibbs himself.
Oh, man.
Hey, y'all wrong for bringing me up on the last episode of the podcast with my turtleneck.
He did. He joined the turtleneck game.
He was like, it's cold as hell in New York. Y'all some haters for that. Y'all show is hilarious, though, by the way. When I come back in town for Christmas, I got to get on there. Love what y'all doing, boys. Peace. Shout out to you, Vine.
I mean, Javon moved to he moved to Nova Scotia of America, and now he realized that his neck isn't built for that type of life. That's understandable. Yeah, I get it. I don't own a turtleneck personally, but I've got some of them sweaters with like that loose neck where it's not tight around my neck, so I'm not looking like Derek Thomas on his roster picture on Madden 95. So, I'm good. Like, why the Chiefs, Brandon, you from Kansas City, why the Chiefs always make them wear them white turtlenecks underneath their jerseys on the game?
Because we professional.
is that a standard uniform thing for real?
Nigga, do I look like I work for the church?
Let's phrase this.
I just thought about that. Priest Holmes used to wear that. Like,
no, everybody in Kansas City has to wear a turtleneck after November.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Hey, we're not going to go into my city. Like, let's stop that. Now.
I thought that it was a rule. I'm sorry.
Let's stop that now.
I apologize. My bad. That's on me. I take that one.
We don't want to make this a sit
down. Larry Johnson had one too, and that shit was like 2004. I'm just saying.
I just said Priest Holmes, though. That was around that time.
Yeah, something about that 816 and how progressive it is. And how black people don't think they're slaves and how.
Look, hold on now. That's a new Kansas City thing. Let's get it twisted. Hey, listen, Kansas City Cats wore curls up to what, circa 2002, right?
Hey, dog, we owned it. We owned it, man. We trying to keep the Jericho juice intact so y'all can make a tournament.
That's true.
Half of Kansas City.
That's true. Several uncles made that.
All right, this next one is from G Money. Shout out to G Money. Hey, are you all looking into talking about some dope black films and movies? I know Javon and Daryl talked about some of the best hood films of all time. I would just like to see you all maybe discuss some of you all's favorite black or hood films, particularly from the 90s. Offhand, what is you all's favorite black movie from the 90s?
I feel like we did this. I was on that episode of Straight Outta Locash.
Yeah, but me and Javon made a defending.
My favorite black film from the 90s? Mm-hmm. That's Boys in the Hood.
Mm. What about yours?
Well, maybe that's best. Favorite could be something a little different than that.
No, I think Boys in the Hood. I think
if it's not a hood movie, I think the best black movie of the 90s is Boomerang.
Malcolm X, I enjoyed.
I mean, you can't really argue with any of those. I mean, Love Jones is probably the one I would rewatch the most.
Okay.
Love Jones or Boomerang.
Hmm.
But Coming to America in that?
That's 80s.
That's 80s.
Damn, that's late 80s?
Yeah.
That's 88.
God damn.
That's 88.
That came out right in between Batman and RoboCop.
That's so cool. RoboCop was 89.
Damn.
No, RoboCop was 87. Batman.
No, 89. I mean, Batman's 89.
Yeah, I would say I would rewatch Love Jones and Boys in the Hood
the most.
Which
movie y'all think didn't age well from the 90s where it was like, yo.
It's going to be blasphemous, but man, Juice, I just rewatched this shit and I was like, what is this nonsense?
Really? I thought Juice was one of the ones that actually transferred over.
I'm the opposite, man. I thought
I was going to say Jason's Beard.
I mean, if we want to talk about
Jason Lear didn't translate.
I mean, if we don't talk about things you look at now and cats will be like, whoa, Above the Rim?
Above the Rim is still good.
It's still a good movie, but like you look at them cats and how they was hooping. Yeah. Ain't nobody hooping like that no more. I don't even think they had 3-point lines in that gym.
No, there wasn't no 3-point lines. There wasn't no 3-point lines.
But that soundtrack, though.
Oh, that soundtrack.
Actually, all those soundtracks.
Every movie we mentioned, even Jason's Lyric soundtrack, even was a decent soundtrack.
Except you and Jason's Lyric, dog.
No, is it, man, dude. No, the reason is because maybe like a year ago, I was really trash to Jason Lyric. Somebody like broke it down, like, man, it's from Houston. I'm like, dude, none of the people in the movie is from Houston. You should feel disrespected.
Man, Bokeem ruined that movie for me.
Bokeem ruins a lot of movies.
But you know what? Now he can act a little bit.
Because he's on Fargo.
But back then, I was like, oh, man, they hurt me.
Caught Up. Did you ever see Caught Up?
Yeah, of course.
You ain't black.
I mean, there's things like I'm About It, which Daryl hates.
How can you hate I'm About It?
Just because, man. It's just...
I love I'm About It.
How can you hate I'm About It? Like, you don't like Belly either, I guess.
I love Belly.
Man, come on, dog. I'm About It is classic.
Yes.
It's a classic. And that soundtrack, though.
Soundtrack is fire.
Mm-hmm. Movie is, too.
No, I don't know about that.
Movie's dope.
I guess what... So you think that you said Juice you don't think aged well. What'd you say?
I said Above the Rim, just because cats don't hoop like that no more.
I mean like the plot wise. Like were you like I could see where you say Juice is like what the fuck
Juice,
is going
even
on?
Like
what was that movie with Wesley Snipes? Sugar Hill?
I haven't seen that in a while. I remember the plot, but I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it in like a long time. Saw Boy from the Five Heartbeats on there. I mean,
it was fine then. Like, it wasn't
done that. Yeah, Bad Boys 1 ain't that great to me no more either.
No, that's blasphemous too. But it's
it did not age well.
It really didn't. I mean, I'm just
it's
like,
not funny at all.
I'll take Bad Boys 1. Bad Boys 1 was just kind of now. It's just kind of like, eh? Well, at least we got Bad Boys 2 out of this.
Bad Boys 2 is not age well to me either.
We gotta wait another 5 years before we do that to Bad Boys 2, though. It's not time yet.
To say
it's too soon. We gotta get it later on, because, like, that's...
First of all, it's too damn long. That movie's, like, fucking...
First of all, it had the same song every other scene. I was like, how am I emotionally...
Nelly was getting them chicks.
I'm like, Nelly was in
that... song every...
Nelly was in that movie more than Martin Lawrence.
He was. He was, man. Yeah, then, man. Maybe that's Michael Bay, man. That's, we should have known Michael Bay wasn't on point then. We should have known that a long time ago.
We should have. These are things we look back at and say, you know what? You know what?
We should have been on that.
You know what? We did this to
a movie
us.
I think that slept on, though. Y'all are probably like, what the fuck? The concept was amazing. Tales from the Hood.
No, I don't think he might slept on that.
Oh, Tales
from
the Hood.
People don't... And by the way, that soundtrack, though.
Tales from the
Hood. That soundtrack, too. Yes, indeed.
Look, it was a prerequisite before 2002. Your soundtrack had to be good if it was a black movie. If your movie's going to be good, the soundtrack had to be good first. Because that's what we heard first was the songs off the soundtrack. Because they would have your movie in the middle of the song. So if the song went fire, I didn't know about the movie.
How do we feel about Higher Learning?
Soundtrack was nice.
How's that doing now?
I feel like that's right. I mean, I feel like that's fine.
It's fine. I don't think it showed as much of the, like, I don't feel like we could connect to it as people went to PWIs as much as someone that saw it, like School Days or Stomp the Yard or something like that. I don't think it totally connects for that experience because it really wasn't, because it showed more of the white side as well. So,
nah, but I think it did a good job. Like, if you had a white institution and your interaction with white students, yeah. And
it's only 15 dudes in one dorm room kicking it.
Yeah. I think they did a pretty good job.
That's fair. I mean, movies like Juice is still dope to me, though.
See, yeah, he said he didn't.
Juice is still dope.
Still dope to me. I like.
Menace to Society still tells a story that I enjoy.
Menace to Society is relevant.
Yeah.
Movies like that. I was watching Set It Off the other day, and it's nostalgic, but
it's not that good.
Yeah.
You know which one does translate? It's Dead Presidents, though.
Yeah, Dead Presidents.
I watched that the other, maybe like 2-3 months ago.
What am I to say?
The soundtrack.
That soundtrack. Dead Presidents.
We're just talking about movies from the 90s, right?
Yeah, just strictly 90s, yeah.
I mean, you know, a movie has gotten legs from the 90s that is just kind of has lived its life and still is like, for whatever, for better or for worse, people enjoy it. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, no. That's
a classic movie.
Yeah, but cats like the movie, though, for all the wrong reasons, though, dog.
It went to another area, though.
Like, it borderline crossed some lines that, like, hey, y'all, we can't be laughing at this. Like, this isn't meant to be as funny as you making it. Like, look at what you laughing at, dog. Vampire in Brooklyn didn't age well either.
Yeah, I didn't like that then, though.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't like that then when it came out.
You know a movie that's still good, though, that I watched not too long ago? It was on Low Down Dirty Shame.
You know what? I recorded that the other night. It was on, was on Showtime or HBO, one of them? Yeah, because I recorded it, yeah.
Showtime, I think.
What's that other movie that...
Kenan?
That Damon was in with... Stacey Dash. Speaking of Stacey
Dash, but we'll be talking to her momentarily.
You're talking about the movie where he is the football. Where he is?
More money, more problems.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about more money. That was the Marlon's first movie.
I thought you were talking about The Last Boy Scout.
No. But Halle Berry makes her breast debut.
Yeah,
showed up
on screen.
What, it didn't show no bare breasts. Her first bare breast is in Swordfish. Her first bare breast is Swordfish.
But she had the little pasty joints on.
My imagination back then was so much better than what I needed to imagine when she was in Swordfish.
Them pasties is on there and let you know Halle was working with that, working with something.
That was Tony Scott, wasn't it, that directed Last Boy Scout.
You was focused on the wrong thing. I was focused.
No. The reason I said this is because I was watching Top Gun the other night, and I was like, damn, Tony Scott. It's Ridley Scott's brother. You know that? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I did not interrupt that time. Like, yo.
Hey, can I throw one more movie, black movie from the 90s out here real quick and see how we feel about this now? White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, it's a classic.
It's a classic, and the acting was good.
Yeah.
Like, all the actors and actresses.
I think that age is better now.
This is a real question. Are women, I know they get best actress, but do they like to be called actresses or actors? Because actresses, actors, too.
Actresses.
I call them thespians.
I think it's actresses. I think it's actresses. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's one of the interchangeable things.
Like, is it one of those sexist things to...
No, I think if you went in a category, it's actresses, but they'd be like, oh, she's an actor. I don't think nobody would say, yeah, she's an actress.
You know, the top five black movies of the 90s, according to Ranker, is number one is Friday. Number two is Boys in the Hood. Right. Number three is Poetic Justice.
I did not like Poetic Justice.
Poetic Justice is good, man. Poetic Justice is good.
I didn't like that movie.
Number four is Juice.
You sleeping, but Juice is good.
And number five is The Wood.
Ooh, that's right. Wood did sneak in 99.
So we're saying these are the top five, but we're not naming Love Jones.
Was that to the 90s? I thought that was in
2000.
Love Jones is 96.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm getting old.
Are we now? Let's just agree that that is a shit list. If Love Jones is not the top five of black movies in the 90s, I'm done with it.
Because I would say I'm that the every woman that's 33 to 45 base their love off of Love Jones.
Man, I can't even make that like a gender thing. I just think just grown people just watch that.
Movie. I like five movies from the 90s more than Love Jones, but I get why people get into it so much.
And didn't we just establish, wasn't Boomerang in the 90s?
Yeah.
Stop that list.
Yeah.
I'm just simply putting it out here that if you go on the internet, this is what you see. Stop that list. This is the propaganda that's on the internet. You take it out, you take it. I like how House Party's right there. I like how Malcolm X is right there. I like how Soul Food is right there.
House Party's another one. That's
House Party's classic. Soul Food was good, too.
Hey, House Party
ain't
good, too.
Soul Food was in
the 90s? The 95.
House Party was 90. It was right on the brink.
It was like at 90, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which series, before we go, which black series did well sequel-wise, like we're like a franchise?
Bad Boys. Gave us Bad Boys 2.
You think Bad Boys is the best
No, black Friday. Franchise? Friday.
Yeah, it's got to be Friday.
Yeah.
It's got to be Friday?
Friday and House Party.
Yeah, it's got to be Friday.
I mean, some of these movies, there wasn't going to be a sequel. There wasn't going to be a sequel to Juice. Yeah, that was done. That was over. Yeah,
that was over.
Boys in the Hood, I mean, no, nah, it's done.
Minutes was over.
Set It Off. We're done. Even though they're talking about making a sequel to Set It Off.
How?
Because they're going to have Jada Pinkett didn't die.
But so she's going to come back and rewrite?
I don't know what's going on. Malcolm X would have been tough to make a sequel to. Yeah. You know, black movies is dope, but sometimes they have a way of being real
finite.
Real finite.
We didn't think about the sequel thing at that time.
Yeah, we was like, all right, that's it. Black Panther's going to be the greatest sequel of black movies of all time. That's going to be the play. Because that's set up for three films. So we out here.
All right, man. That's enough of our emails.
Hennessy February at the AMC Theater near you.
Weird. Yeah, Black Panther's going to be ridiculous, man. Like, I'm so geeked for that shit. It coming out on my birthday, too. It's going to be on. All right, you got any random talk, or do you want to go into...
Oh, yeah, we can do a few. There's a few things I want to get y'all thought on. There's a few things I wanted to touch on up front. Hold on, let me move my holy list out of the way. To get to some of these things. It was an interesting week. You see your boy Tiger Woods is back.
I mean...
Back on the scene again. And he was swinging the clubs with your other homeboy, Agent Orange.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's not surprising.
No, it's not surprising. But Tiger had a big week. He opened it up, swinging clubs with Donald Trump. Take that for what you will. I'm sure Tiger voted for him. And then you've got Tiger actually coming back, and he actually finished the tournament. Things are better.
So that's the accomplishment that he finished.
Things are better when Tiger is involved.
Oh, it's the better money for them. Of course.
It's I enjoy Tiger Woods being around because he might be like the number one fake idol we get behind as in sports.
Did he lost his lust in the black community though?
I never knew that.
Oh no, we was
no just as an athlete. Yes, of course, we like seeing black people do things. Yeah. But I don't think like he had credibility in the black community.
But I'm talking about where people like ride for him. Like people, Cass was riding for him when he was okay. Running off them.
He is OJ. That's a good point.
He's OJ.
We had Tiger north of the wall though when we talked about.
We did. We had north of the wall.
Yeah, Tiger's. But I'm saying that Tiger's riding one of those ice horses right behind OJ.
Right. He the one checking his fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess somebody tweeted says Michael Jordan is a step away from being a White Walker.
No.
No.
Because he still's a nigga though.
Yeah, I mean he does enough grimy ass shit.
Michael Jordan does. Michael Jordan's Like, Michael Jordan is the athlete that could exist, that could least exist in this era. Right. If you go back in time, like, if you put 1993 Michael Jordan into this Twitter and social media era, it would be a disaster. It would be a disaster.
You say he's the least.
Michael Jordan is the least transferable athlete into modern times ever. Not even close. Muhammad Ali would have a great time in these times, you know. I mean, you know, guys like Barry Sanders and all them cats, yeah, they can play whenever. Michael Jordan was going to Atlantic City on game night. Like, they was flying in the town and Michael Jordan was leaving the team and going to Atlantic City. Like, imagine if you turned on the news and you saw LeBron James, like, was going to the shake joint the night before a game. Because you know Mike was doing it.
And Dominique Kennedy. Dominique was the king of shake joints.
Yeah, I mean, they shouldn't even allow cameras into Atlanta, first of all, to show what those cats is doing down there. Because it's unfair. Because
what was that big stripper ring? Prostitution ring got broke down while all the NBA players. What was it, the gold room?
Yeah.
What was that, with the early 2000s or something like that? Because it was a gang of cats got wrapped up in that. Like, it was what, Patrick Ewing was in that, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. It was a gang of cats got wrapped up in that. Like, I guess they was doing that for years, running hoes.
I feel like that should be off limits, though. That's sanctuary. That's sanctuary. If you see, like, I think it should be a rule that if you see anybody in the shake joint, you leave them be. Like, you should never walk up and, like, introduce yourself to somebody at the strip club. Like, let them be, because that's the most basic level of everybody being in this for the same thing that there is in life. Like, at no other point are our interests more aligned than when you're sitting there taking in the scenery at the shake joint. No other point. You could have Obama. You could have Obama and the cat that is running numbers outside the liquor store in there with the same exact interest. Now, everybody ain't able as much as the next man in there. But at the very least, everybody is focused.
When's the last time Barack been to a shake joint, y'all think?
Probably when he was smoking all them joints in Chicago as a young man.
I mean,
what do you think he does now on an everyday basis?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
chills, live life as the most beloved person on the planet.
Yeah, like, probably eat free everywhere you go. Yeah,
is Barack the most beloved person on the planet?
I think so. Yeah. I think because
I think it's like Beyonce and Oprah.
Nah, dog. I think it's Brock. Because Brock has the Aaron Rodgers effect. Like, you didn't know he was an MVP until his ass got hurt. But see, now you're like, oh, this
was that wrong. So, like, here's my thing, though. There's a lot of people to watch Packers games like, God damn, this is boring. There's a whole lot of folks in this country that are like, nah, this ain't messed up.
Yeah, but
this is okay.
It's a world on the
planet. Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody else. There's no other group of people on the planet other than Hoosier
shitheads here.
That 30% of Hoosier shitheads here. No one else is looking at it like, God damn, America got it right.
I was in Paris and a dude came up to me. It was like the one guy in this bar I was in at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And like, we was in there kicking it. And he could speak good English. So he came up to me. We were talking about stuff. And he said, so, are you guys really going to let this happen? And I said, listen, brother, it's not going to be my team if it happens. It's not going to be on us.
This right before the election. Like,
he says, how did you go from that great man to this? Like, what's happening over there? I said, hey, I'm over here, man, because I'm tired of being there. I don't know. Yeah, I'll tell you about this. Maybe Barack is the most beloved cat.
I don't think it's a maybe.
I don't think it's. He may go down as the number 2 or 3 president of all time.
That's dicey.
No, that'd be tough. No. That'd be tough.
No, you put Lincoln, FDR, him?
Oh, yeah, no, there's a couple cats I put ahead of that.
FDR is my favorite, so for
FDR and Lincoln are up there, but there's
Lincoln,
a few.
FDR.
I mean,
hold on, we're going to do, let's do this. Let's do this later.
No, I mean, it's people that just, but I'm talking about on that level, though. FDR, Lincoln, and who, what else? You got a big ass drop off to another president. Jefferson, maybe? I mean, but Jefferson did most of his work when he wasn't the president, though.
General in the revolution, you know.
But I mean, but we talking about like your impact as a president.
No, his impact as a president was massive.
And G-Dub was like,
Are you about to say what you're about to say? Like, just let me know this.
Hold on.
Before you say this, I want to say something comparable to what you're going to say. Kobe Bryant was okay. He could have scored a few more points. Your turn. Go, Dub. It's your turn.
No. G-Dub was dope.
You know what? Hold on. Before you do that, hold on.
Jefferson, everybody knows Jefferson should have been the president.
You know what?
Jefferson is the dude that's putting in all the work. He's the one that had the mind.
You know what, though? But here's the thing. Superman.
And when Jefferson came president, he was behind it. He was already.
Superman is cool. Superman is cool.
There we go.
But he could be a little stronger.
No, no, we ain't gonna canonize GWC number one.
I mean,
I'm just saying that
everybody that facilitated slave ownership gets a fuck you from me.
Yeah,
that being but I mean, said, but that's I'm, all of them.
Yeah.
So if we're gonna just talk,
so we got, if we're gonna start talking about 1868 on.
Right. So you can put Thomas Jefferson and GW. You can put a whole bunch of them there. I'm just saying, Barack was awesome. I think look going back, his second term is gonna be looked upon as one of the greatest terms ever. His first term is gonna be looked at as one of the worst.
But what's interesting is that most presidents have the opposite.
No, I understand. I understand.
He was talking about how like most. The second term is the one that they fucked up.
The thing about Obama that's going to be interesting is how, when they get done trying to undo everything that he's done, how much of his legacy actually gets to live out in real time. Like, you have things that still are in place that some presidents did that have lived on and become nomenclature in the country. But right or wrong, I'm not saying it's right. I think it's very wrong. There's an obvious witch hunt against everything that he did in order to repeal it, first and foremost, as opposed to do progressive things and make the country a better place. Some of the mark of your legacy is what lasts from you, though. And that's going to be an area that Barack is going to be lacking in. But I think that what he represents, presidents both have, there's legislatively strong presidents and there's presidents that represent a lot. And he's going to be a guy that has a nice balance of that. I looked at this and I think that right now he's a top 12 or so. It depends on what happens. It depends on what lives on and what's allowed to live on from his.
And who's voting on this list? Because I guarantee you that Ronald Reagan is more beloved by white people.
But I mean,
it's all.
But Ronald Reagan was damn near Alzheimer's. Bush ran the country the last 3 years.
It's all subjective.
So my thing about it is that I'm not gonna put Barack that high right now because I'm acutely aware of recency bias. And what he represents and what he means
is very
much more important than me being able to take an objective look at what his policies are going to last and mean 10 years down the road. Like, what's he done? What's he going to do other than be an unparalleled person that makes you believe that literally the impossible is possible, that our children's children benefit from legislatively? I hope. Some of the things he did stick around. I just think that there's such a concentrated effort to erase him from the books that it's not going to be possible.
Well, FDR is number one.
FDR is number one by far.
As long as we just are.
No. I'm with you on that.
Then I'm good.
We're going to talk about this at length one day. We're going to talk about that. The last thing I want to bring up.
Rocky's top five, because you got to put Teddy Roosevelt. You got to put Teddy up in there, too.
Last thing I wanted to bring up before we moved into the meat of this program here this evening or morning, whenever you take this in. Is Rob Gronkowski a thug? Yes or no?
No.
He is a thug by any definition that you would apply to a black person doing the same thing.
All right, moving on. That's it.
But okay, but I would say in a real definition of a thug, he's not.
No, he's not. He made a football play we watched happen dozens of times.
But your definition is 100% correct.
No, I'm not going to be honest with you. I've never seen that happen on a football field in my life.
When he did it, I was sitting here watching the games, and in my head, I heard Jim Ross just start screaming. By God, he's dropped the people's elbow. I was like I watched the play be over. Like, and to fill everybody in, Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots on Sunday had a pass thrown his way, and it got deflected. And the guy went down with the ball, and then Gronk just came running into the screen and dropped a forearm on this dude's head. And then he got up with the sugar cookie face off of Chappelle, looking like he didn't understand where in the hell he was at. So, yes, that's dirt. And now it was what gets called thugging for African-American players. He a little bit of thug, but not good old Gronk.
I still understand how he got one game.
That's boys being boys.
Doesn't be more?
I do not. Of course it should have been more. He ran on a dude whose face was down in the ground and jumped on his back and put his elbow on the back of his neck. Yes, he should have gotten suspended for the rest of the season. Oh, and gave him a concussion. So let's add that to the mix.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's fucked up. I mean,
public service announcement for our African American people here. So we're discussing the impact of black people throughout time.
Come
on,
Lorenzen Wright.
Killer being found? Lorenzen Wright?
No,
I ain't know about that.
No. I read on ESPN.
This is a different thing. I was about to do. Well, while you digest the news about Lorenzen Wright's killer being found, if you go ahead and order, you'll get 20% bonus progress from Chick-fil-A's mobile app. So God bless you. You'll be closer, that much closer to a free Chick-fil-A meal. So order through the app, not at the store. That's my Christmas gift, and they bring it out to the car. They'll walk it out to the whip, so you don't have to go through the line. So that's my Christmas gift to everybody. Download the app. Oh, and when you download the app the first time, you get a free sandwich too. So then on top of that, you get to do this. That's my gift to my people right there.
Look, I might be down on that right now.
They open for another hour and a half. It's Tuesday night right now while we're doing this. So,
I want to get Dub's thoughts on all these rapes that's been happening.
Oh, man.
All these rape allegations, man.
I mean.
Hey, do y'all have any homeboys that y'all are concerned about out here?
Yes, I do. Yes, I am. I have like two homeboys. I'm like, yo.
Chill.
Every day I get on Facebook, I just hope that I don't see like their name or something.
I don't have a homeboy who I think. I mean, shit, I don't know. I don't have a homeboy who, in my mind, I think would actually sexually assault a woman, like, physically. But I got some dudes who put some women in some real...
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. I ain't talking about, like, rape. I'm talking about, like...
And this whole... You know what, man? For once, the media has done well, and women just being...
Let them ride, man.
Courageous with coming out, because now it's giving me even pause to think, to say to cats, like, dog, like... Hey, no means no, even when you just looking away from you like, motherfucker, get out of my face. That just means, yeah. You know, walk on. So, nah, man, yeah, it's shit, the situation sucks. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's one of those things that happens in society. And so, the fact that dudes is getting fired, dudes losing their companies.
Dude, that Matt Lauer thing is ridiculous. He's like Dr. Claw from the Inspector Gadget. He had a lock on the door, though, up on this goddamn desk. Yo, so first of all, I was trying to think, so who installs it? And like, it comes in and be like, yo, I need somebody to install something for me, though. Like, do you have him come after hours? Do you have him come, does he do this during the day? Like.
Nah, man, cats wild out here. Like, it's a power thing.
Do you get that greedy with power?
There's so much pussy in the world. Like, it's just so much.
But do you get that greedy with power, though? You like, yo, is it like where you kind of keep edging the thing of like, I can get away with this. I got this much paper. I can do this. Let me see if I can do this shit.
I just think some people just like, you know, using their position and station in life to go down a notch and...
Wow, okay. Yeah. All right, I was concerned where that might have been going, where that might have been headed to. All right, continue on. Sorry.
It, man. Some people like that, man. Some some bosses of companies don't like fucking with boss women. They'd rather fuck with, you know, quote on, you know, whatever the lowest level of entry employee, because it gives them power and makes them feel good about themselves. I don't know. Shit, you know. I mean, even if 99%, 99.99% of all of it's true, or if 90% of it's true, I don't really care. I'm assuming that most of it is, yeah. And shit, you know, again, these dudes are getting held to strict liability. Like, you did it. Like, if you're accused of it, you did it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it kind of sucks if you didn't do it.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know, man. I mean, this is the rule that we should have been operating at, that most of us, I think, in general, were operating under for a while. Hey, dog, don't ever get put in front of a judge with it's your word against hers, because this is not going to work out too good for you. So the easy way to not have to end up in that situation is to just not put yourself in dumbass situations from the beginning. But it always ends up being the cats that are using their access and their ability that they never had at any other point in their life to try to live out this... I'm Teflon Don, you can't touch me type of BS. Like, that's how these cats are, and that's how that ends up being. I know plenty of people that would never do anything like that because they don't have to. And getting a piece of fame doesn't change too much about you, because you've always had that about you. But if you've never had that before, yeah, you're going to act out and you're going to feel invincible and you're going to act immortal. What about, and I hope
Darren
they get...
Sharp, though. What about Darren Sharp?
Well, Darren Sharp is the same as Bill Cosby.
You just
no, that's like some necrophilia shit. That's just some like I like limp dead women in front of me who I can do whatever I want to with them because they're limp and
that's a mental
comatose. Issue. Yeah, that's a mental issue. Yeah. That's not, and it's not. Let me be. These are your fans. Let me just tell you, I'm not excusing it, but it is definitely more mental than it is anything else. Like those boys are crazy. like people coming to Bill Cosby defense is like,
yo, I still understand that infuriates me.
And then the whole Harvey Weinstein, why don't they treat him the same as they did Bill? First of all, where they are. Yeah. First of all,
he's getting rich.
When you start a company, you get kicked off your own company.
And then your name is on the company.
Yeah, that's a lie on it. But two, man, I mean, what Harvey Weinstein did, it's horrible. But on the scale of horribleness, if I have to rate it, it's an 8. You know, you using your power and having women do things to move up in the company, and I'm not 100% sure that he is. Did he actually get accused of actually raping somebody?
No, mm-hmm. he's just using his doing some creepy shit.
It's an 8. It's only an 8 because he did it on such a wide scale. Mm-hmm. Comparing that to, let me invite these women over. And let's just say 2 of them are true. Because everybody's like, well, some of them are lying. Okay, let's say 2 of them are true.
2 is too many.
So inviting 2 women over to your house at some point in your life and having a drink with them and slipping something into their drink and then having sex with them while they're unconscious is a 10. And I feel like if we can't all agree that that's a 10 and what, if everything else is less, then I'm in a fucked up ass world. I don't belong here. So... That's just, you know.
You figure you can argue that case in court. You said you can
argue. Yeah, I'm like these two things aren't exactly the same. They're both horrible. They're not exactly the same. So
yeah.
I mean,
are we gonna die? Are we gonna? Yeah, speaking of Weinstein's victims and
yeah, that was a rough one. That was a rough one. Can we keep doing the show now? We might have to go on hiatus for a little while and like restart this thing. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. This is Matt Whitener. I didn't say that. I'm still the host of this show. Listen, I've got nothing to do with any of that. None of it. All right. Anybody else want to identify themselves for the record?
No, I'm good.
That's Daryl.
I'm waiting for how you manage this segue.
I don't know how. It's like, I'm not doing it.
This is about to be my favorite thing.
I'm not doing this segue. I'm going to sit this one out. Actually, I'm going to go get a water. I'll be back.
That's right. I'm going to go to another topic. And then we'll cut that one. Still make you segue it anyway. So, Dub, man. So have you been what movies you been peeping out, man? You've been on this whole train with all the good movies coming out? Justice League joint?
Nah, I can't go see that.
Why you can't
go see that? That's insults my intelligence. Nah, I'm good. But I did see the 3 billboards. The 3 billboards in Missouri. Some Ebbing, Missouri or something movie. It's a little indie flick with Frances McDormand and Woody Harrelson.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
I mean, she's going to get an Oscar nod for it for sure.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I could see Woody getting a supporting actor nod. At least a nomination. But yeah, that was good. And the fact that movies and TV shows claim Missouri but aren't filmed here.
Like Ozark.
Yeah, like it's infuriating. Although A Winter's Bone was filmed here, which is probably one of the greater recent time Missouri, even though it took place in Ozarks. But so yeah, I saw that. Lady Bird was good. Really good. No, I can't go see Justice League because it's not that I dislike the characters. I just dislike all those DC movies. So far.
Yeah. Like, it's just like I'm not going to put myself through it.
It's just so disappointing because I want to see. I mean, Marvel has it down, man.
The Infinity trailer is better than the DC.
Even Thor. I went to Thor thinking. I was like, man, I'm in the A. I'm about to fuck off a couple of hours. Let me just go see Thor. And then I was like, And this was a great use of my time.
I wasn't fucking off no time.
I'm like, this is the best decision I made in Atlanta. Like, this is great. Wonderful. But Master trying to find
the I got one more topic, then we can go into that.
No, I'm actually filling out my my diet app right now.
No, I want to talk about this.
I'm checked out.
Cameron,
I didn't know Mason Cameron had beef.
You didn't hear this songs?
I can't listen to a Mace diss song.
The Mace diss song was very Macian.
Mace wasn't a good rapper when he was rapping.
Murder Mace was straight. He wasn't bad.
Listen, man, Cameron's one of my favorite people.
Yes, that's so important. All right, I'm back. That's an important way to put it. He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, so I don't understand how this is even done.
Yeah, Mace dissed him on whatever, on like a long thing.
My top five dream people to interview, Cameron's in there. He's probably like four. Just because I know that could go anywhere.
Going back to Harvey Weinstein, though, Cameron and was the supposedly that one. Y'all remember when he did the interview? They did an interview with Bill O'Reilly, and they was like, "Why you mad?" I don't know if you go back and listen, they was like, "We got some stuff on you." It was all that shit that Bill O'Reilly was doing that they was hearing about the sexual harassment shit.
Well, let me ask you something.
Supposedly, Dame slapped Harvey Weinstein too.
There we go. So I'm like, how is Cameron getting to know on what Bill O'Reilly's doing?
Because I don't even know, but I know Harvey Weinstein produced Paid in Full. His production company that did Paid in Full, and I guess something happened and Dame slapped the shit out of him on the set in front of everybody. I was like, God damn. Look, Dame is on another. You just slapped a Jewish white man that's got all the money on your film in public on the set.
That's why Jay was like, yeah, we gotta get a little distance. We gotta get a little distance between our operations.
And it's funny because that's probably the time though, too.
Yeah, Jay was like, you did.
Paid in Full is a great movie. That's not 90s, but it's a great movie.
Hey, hold up, he did what? Oh, we gotta. We gotta get some distance. We gotta get some distance today.
Dame is a genius, but he's in his own way a lot, man. He's a fucking genius, though, man. Let's get into this.
Sounds like a lot of geniuses.
Our top flyest black women of all time.
You did the segue. Yeah. Great.
Look, see, now, this could be a lot of different things. It could, like, every man has their own ways of looking at it. I looked at mine as, like, your impact, your beauty, all kind of different things involved. Where you just can't be just a fly chick on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Your beauty had to be an impact on something, or you had to be a dope actress with your beauty, or a dope singer with your beauty, something with that, or you did something along those lines. It wasn't just like,
it ain't your booty, it's your beauty.
There you go. There you go.
Well, I think it's definitely your booty too.
Yeah, that's a heavy play in on my list.
So let's do it like this, fellas. Everybody throw out one, and then if you have that one, your listeners agree with it. It'd be like, I'm with you. And then we can discuss that.
That's fine, yeah.
So everybody don't have to go through their whole list. Would you like me to go first?
Sure.
Of course you would, man.
You want me to go first? You want me to lead off?
I need to say, well, you can go first.
All right, I'll go first. Number one, and by the way, I didn't do a power ranking.
No,
list people out, but this is a power ranking number here.
Oh, this is...
Halle Berry.
Oh, I mean, yes.
She's the number one seed all time in creation for me.
Yes. She changed the game up. You know.
No, you can't argue.
I don't think that's not arguable. I mean,
she has two hit and runs. And...
Yeah, I mean, you talk about others, bro.
She's the number one seed.
Listen, here's my thing.
She has some flaws.
Yeah, she has flaws.
You know what I'm saying?
She's done a lot of stuff, but I mean, how many of us has messed with a fly, bad chick that doesn't have a little bit of nutso in her? Remember the crazy hot matrix? They all start at a four crazy.
Yeah. I got to draw a line on two hit and runs.
Is one enough?
I think one might have been a mistake. You make them up, like, I thought, but I wasn't sure. And I'd be like, well, damn, you didn't stop? Nah, I was confused.
Okay. I was kind of scared.
So
we got to go back to the scene, though.
So, like, the Rams of the late 90s weren't all good with you?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Because that was...
Oh, shit.
That was rampant.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the late 90s in St. Louis with that.
But I think you can... Halle Berry being a number one seed is...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. She gets the green jacket, the busting Canton, the all of it.
Like, I don't think that's a discussion. Like, she's in all. Like, she's in.
We're hall. Saying a number one seed if they were like.
We didn't say who's in the Hall of Fame. Let's do it like a Hall of Fame. Like,
all these.
Yeah, I think everybody's in the Hall of Fame. I guess not everybody.
Some of them may be debatable.
Some people haven't earned it yet.
We can come back, circle back around to the Hall of Fame. Let's just get the list out there.
So are we going to go to the people that we got all? So we're going to all agree on Halle.
Halle Berry.
We all agree, so we can keep it moving.
I'm assuming, regardless of what you think about her currently, we all agree on Tyra Banks' impact.
See, I think she needs to be in there, Hall of Fame.
I mean, yeah.
First black woman on the front of Sports Illustrated cover.
Hold up. Let's wait for Hall of Fame nominations. Let's get all the people out there.
I would say Tyra Banks. All
right, Tyra Banks.
Is she on everybody's list?
She's on my list.
She's on my list, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to throw out there Janet Jackson.
Janet made my list, yeah.
You know, yeah, Janet.
Oh, here we go. What's the problem with Janet?
I mean, no, Janet's good. She's, I have nothing.
I feel like that's a two, not a three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, Janet's good. I agree. Janet was bad as hell, and she's still, I'm sure, sexy to some.
No, so. You have an issue here.
There's an unreadiness.
I didn't embrace it as quickly as you all did, as a given. You know.
How old were you when the If video
album came out? I'm not saying she didn't have any.
I'm just saying. I'm wondering. I've got a corollary here.
He said, could you have been over it, like, where that buffer age we start really kind of like dissecting a little bit more than when we were.
I feel like Janet had a window that where she was dominant, probably number one.
So, like, when Janet Jackson did, like, the Love Will Never Do Without You videos and the If album and the, you know, all that's the Janet album. Yeah. And then If and all of that stuff. For me, it was kind of like when I first started really noticing that Michael Jordan was moving a lot faster than everybody else. Like, I became aware of this dopeness at that age. So I was okay.
No, I mean, Janet, that's fine.
All right, so we got a three there?
We got a three.
She's making your top 20.
For sure. I mean, I'm still in the mentality of automatic first ballot, number one seed.
Okay.
She's in number one seed, though.
I don't know if she's number one.
So there would be like four number one seeds, right?
Right.
She's when Jay Billis comes on, is like, there's a four seed out east to watch because they can mix things up. I got one I'm put out there, Beyonce.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
she's putting enough time though.
Yeah, and her body of work, you know,
and her body.
Yes, but
she's
also,
been the game
like,
almost 20 years.
Also,
now,
like, she's a giant. She's a tycoon now. I mean,
I think it's important for us to put out here that I'm surely doing this on aesthetics. And you got a little bit of accomplishments.
You're not, because I can flip through Instagram and find some women who.
But I'm going from the ones that. I'm just saying.
Impact and things like that. You can find some chicks that look better than them just off the strip. Just like sit on Instagram or anything.
We're going to dig deeper into my list and we're going to see the impact might not be as
fast. I'm not saying they have to have done something super, super relevant, but I feel like there has to be some talent. Or something.
Let me scratch off that chick I saw that time at the airport in Milwaukee. She's gone. List got smaller. I've got to replace.
I'm going to go with Vanity.
Definitely will go into whatever pot we're putting these people in. But when we do seedings.
I think. You got the whole
The question that we're asking is if you have a top 20 or 25, are you putting Vanity in?
I'm putting Vanity in there.
Are you?
Nah.
Vanity gets two. Vanity made my list. Vanity made my list. Who you got next?
Naomi Campbell. Because I can't put Tyra in there without Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi's in mine.
Okay, fine. I can put her in. I had a spot open in 25.
Naomi Campbell's. I'm attracted to her more than Tyra Banks. So
yeah,
I feel like
that's what I'm saying.
That's another one's got a little crazy in her.
Yeah. But you very know, true.
Whatever.
Both of them do.
Right. But one is like crazy. I feel like.
Like that relationship crazy.
Yeah, I feel like one is relationship crazy and one is like batshit crazy.
Y'all figure it out. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, like, and I feel like there's a very distinct difference.
And if you really know what we're talking about, there is a big difference.
Who you got next?
Sade.
She did not make my list, no.
You know what?
Sade is on mine.
Baby. Yeah, she's on mine.
Sade is on mine.
The ageless wonder.
Yeah, look, yo. She coming here right now. Shut down anywhere.
For sure.
Okay, she got two votes. Next on mine, Sanaa Lathan. I'm just going to assume.
See, man, I had her on mine, but I don't like her hands, man. I have a very big problem with her hands.
You know what? I'm going to agree, but disagree with your reason. I never looked at her hands. But, I mean, think she's beautiful. But we're talking about top 20.
Yeah, but she's not top 20.
Top 20.
She's not top 20.
This is going to get y'all some hate mail. I know this is going to happen. And I'm going to sit back.
I think she's bad. I had her on my general list. I pulled out. I sent her.
Nah, she's bad. Are we talking about top 20 people in the world? Like, this isn't an insult to say, oh, you might be the 27th baddest shit to walk. I'm like, the fuck are we mad about? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, this isn't like your mama got three kids and she said you the fourth favorite one.
Like, what are you mad about?
Like, mama, out of us, which one am I? You fourth. There's only two of us.
Well, I like your two cousins too. I'm gonna go next. This one, I mean, let me see. I'm trying to shake it up on y'all. My next one. I mean, Stacey Dash gotta be there.
Let's
start it right now. No, you missed these episodes after we sent it. We had three episodes where
walks into the top.
I was gonna wait to do this until later when we had some time cleared out, but let's get it out. Stacey Dash is a controversial selection that did make my list, of course. So this is a
she's only controversial because of the two people that emailed us.
She controversial.
I think in general amongst
most people, email hating.
Yeah, they were mad at the episode. We were talking about Stacey Dash.
Give a fuck. They was like, how now, Stacey Dash, pound for pound, if you take her brain out of her head, is one of the baddest chicks.
So when we talk about the all lobotomy team, Stacey Dash is in there. All right, that's fair. We can come back around to that because she got a three, so she's now Hall of Fame eligible.
Next is
Nia Long.
Hall of Fame. Sure. Hall of Fame.
For sure.
Hall of Fame.
And she automatically goes in.
Yeah. I mean, she walks around the red rope and nobody had to say nothing.
Yeah, for
sure.
What else
you got on there?
So, I'm just mixing it up a little bit because it's going to be dicey for y'all to say no. Lena Horne goes in my top 20, y'all.
I have Lena Horne on my list.
I understand.
Okay, well, yeah, she definitely would make it. So, like, all right, so that gets...
But she was beautiful beyond the fact, for me, so there's some people who we would name and we would be like, oh, okay, well, they're so impactful to, you know, black people and they were one of the first, like...
No,
Lena Horne was just strikingly pretty to me.
She was just a dope person.
Like, so, like, we got to have, like a No, not a cutoff. We have to have like a establishers group, like people that was like the legacy, like the legacy.
The legacy.
Like Lena Horne and Dorothy Dandridge.
But Lena Horne just died, I think, in like the last like
2 or 3 years, 10 years.
Yeah, but when we looking at her prime though,
2011, something like that.
2011, I think.
Yeah, but when we looking at her prime though, like her prime was well before our cutoff of the '70s.
Yeah, but she was fine. So I mean, she walked the earth when I walked the earth.
So she can count. So she said Dorothy Dandridge goes out because she didn't walk through.
Yeah, Dorothy Dandridge. Actually, I don't know. I don't know when anybody died.
Dandridge died in the 60s.
Okay. So.
How? She died that quick?
Yeah, she died in like late 30s.
Unfortunate.
I'm going with somebody. This is a sleeper, man. And I know, cats, you're going to have to do your Googles on this. But after I explain it, it'll make sense. Vanetta McGee, man.
Well, let me Google Vanetta McGee.
That name sounds like she made waffles.
Vanetta McGee, she's number two behind Pam Grier. Pam Grier is in there too. Are we gonna just go and say Pam Grier is in?
Yeah, Pam Grier is all fine.
Pam Grier is in. Yeah. She's number two for the '70s of most beautiful black women in the '70s period. Vanetta McGee.
All right.
Okay.
Vanetta McGee, killing it. She was in Bushrod and Bill with Max Julian. She was Max Julian's wife for a long time.
Well, that's credit in real life.
was she the main character in the first Blackula?
Yep.
Oh, man, you could have said that.
But I mean, she bad, though. Bad.
Yeah, okay, I'm down.
Vanetta McGee, dude.
She didn't quite make my top 25, but good for her. Strong, strong thing.
Yeah, Vanetta McGee is bad, man.
Next one for me is Vanessa Williams.
She's in there. I you got to put her in there. She's the first black Miss USA, right?
I don't think that... Here's my thing about Vanessa Williams. All right, so.
She bad, too. Don't get it twisted now.
That's what I'm looking at first. Yeah. So, my thing about it is that I feel like if I was... I always go under people I haven't met about bar rules. So if I pulled up next to this woman at a bar and looked into her eyes, it would probably be like Ghost Rider. Because that chick's eyes are crazy. They're amazing. Yeah. She would snatch my soul. I would get lost in what I was trying to do.
I mean, you don't have to explain it. That's the way it is.
No, but I needed to say that for myself.
Baddest. Yeah, you don't have to explain that. So look, man, my childhood crush is, y'all not going to hurt my feelings if y'all don't agree. Mm-hmm. But y'all might hurt my feelings if y'all don't agree. Lisa Bonet.
I said Lisa Bonet is on my list.
Lisa Bonet is everything.
Yo, Lisa Bonet is on my list, everything. Dog. Dude, I get with her now.
She's everything to me. Like, and Lisa I know Bonet she's crazy.
Oh, we.
I do.
But
not
look,
care.
But she'll probably just be putting you on some other earthy shit. Hey. Have you like married like five different people at the same time? All kind of crazy shit. But you rock with her though.
No, Lisa Bonet is everything.
Lisa Bonet is on my list, man.
Like everybody that knows me knows she's everything.
Lisa Bonet is on my list, man.
Like she was in Ray Donovan in the worst season of Ray Donovan and played the craziest chick. And I was like, this shit's riveting. I
can't wait till Sunday. Week. So
like, can't wait till Sunday.
Yeah, when they killed her, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was all bad. All right,
I'm going to go next. This was one of my childhood ones. Sally Richardson, man.
For sure.
Yo, Low Down Dirty Shame.
For sure.
Yeah, she's on the list.
Yo.
For sure.
She made the list. Yeah, she's in there.
I remember when they had a debate on the radio and they was like, who looked better in the movie, Jada Pinkett or Sally Richardson? Jada Pinkett made my list too, full disclosure. But I was like, no, Sally Richardson killed Jada Pinkett in that movie.
Yeah, Sally Richardson's.
Killed her in that movie.
Okay. Oh yeah, she's a three. She's a three vote here.
she didn't have a decision.
Another one I'm going to put in here. I think this is going to be a controversial one. That's why I'm going to toss it out here. Gabrielle Union.
She's on my list.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it's controversial.
She looked bad for a long ass time.
Yeah, I mean,
she still looks the same.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. She ain't looked fucked up enough. She's looked bad for a long time.
Yeah, no, she's on it.
Okay.
Y'all don't have to agree, but I just got to put this out there. Steph Curry's mama.
Come on, man. We can't do that.
Steph Curry's mama.
Yeah, I'm with that.
No, man. We're not going to put Steph Curry's mama.
Put it on the list of
Steph Curry's mama. No, man. I'm vetoing this, man. No. Steph Curry's mama can't go on this list.
Steph Curry's
an
athlete in college.
Here we go.
She gave birth to the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Steph Curry's mama, man. That's her name on the list, too. Steph Curry's mama so bad that when they were showing her in the crowd at the NBA Finals, I didn't even look at the man's wife. That's how bad
his mama people be like, don't you love Steph Curry's wife? And I'd be like, but that mama, though. Like,
I look at her and be like, she's cute. Yeah, she's doing her thing. She's all right. I could have went to college with her and just said, yeah, that's the homie.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's mama, no.
Somebody that's kind of hood. But I think
we haven't had anybody kind of hood yet. Let's see what's going on here.
I'm going with Lisa Ray, man.
She made mine.
She would not have made mine. I mean, we top 20 all time.
Lisa Ray, man.
No, actually, you know what? I took her off.
Lisa Ray.
Oh, no, I got to replace one of those people that you didn't let me have.
Lisa Ray is like 50 right now.
Okay, so I could agree with you on Lisa Ray, but I got to ask if I can get this person based on their association in the culture.
Okay.
Apollonia
was on my.
So Apollonia would have made mine before Vanity. So
Vanity, she's not better looking than Vanity.
Okay.
And she doesn't have any impact. She took over her group when she went solo.
Yes, but
so I think that downgraded you.
She was in Purple Rain. Yeah. So that
Vanity
kinda,
wasn't been in Purple Rain.
She wasn't.
Yeah. Did she make all y'all lists?
Yeah, Apollonia's
she's
on my
also
sure.
receiving votes.
Oh, there. So she didn't make your list.
Yeah.
Apollonia's on my list.
Yeah, Apollonia's on mine.
That was a
Purple Rain was pivotal.
Yes.
I put Sheely in before her.
Oh.
No, that's ridiculous.
Because you're doing this on accolades and album sold.
We just saw her debate and Yusuf and I did at a restaurant for brunch.
She's looking good.
She looks under Apollonia. Good.
Have you seen Apollonia lately?
No, we're not talking about lately. you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not doing this for your longevity.
No. I'm saying, but I mean, I like to do a little bit. It's a little bit
like Michael Jordan didn't lead the league in scoring in like 10 years, but he's still the greatest player of all time.
I agree.
Longer than that, 20 years. Oh.
All right. What up? I'm gonna have to put somebody in there. Not his hood. At least Neil, man.
What?
She's in
top 20.
She's right.
What?
Girl, you got how much of your list are you using?
I got 45.
Come on, dog. You gotta decide when you're gonna stop.
Okay. Let me do it. I'm gonna take her off. I'm gonna scratch her. I'm just trying to cause controversy. Come on. Angela Bassett is on mine though. Angela Bassett on mine. That's a real pick.
I could understand why Angela Bassett would be on there, and I think that you would be hard pressed to find more impactful black women in the thespian world.
Thespian.
She can't be in my top 20.
With all this shit.
She didn't make mine.
She can be in my top 40.
Let's bring this back into the contemporary.
Is Toni Braxton making it?
No.
Fuck no.
Anybody that dates Baby, no.
No.
All right, so let's bring this back into contemporary times a little bit.
I feel like
anybody that dates Baby automatically is
discontinued.
No. Toni Braxton, I get the baby thing totally disqualifies her.
But Nunu's not disqualified.
She's disqualified too. Yeah.
That's my point. That's the Nunu rule.
I feel like
is it because of Lil Wayne or is it because of Nipsey Hussle?
It doesn't matter.
I feel like Lauren.
I think Lil Wayne. Nipsey Hussle's okay. Yeah.
I feel like Lauren London's the most overrated chick of our time.
She
fell from grace.
And ATL, she may have been. That may have been the sexiest walk up on the screen that I have seen.
She was on a trajectory to be one of the greatest.
She came up on that screen.
The Lil Wayne thing stumbled her.
She's Reggie Lewis.
No, stop it.
She was on the path to be one of the greatest.
I mean, Lauren London was. Not actors.
No, I'm talking about looks. Like, if she'd have kept in this trajectory.
No,
I'm talking about, like, she kept in this trajectory, doing nice little film roles and keeping her profile a certain way.
I feel like a lot of bad decisions. Like, okay, there's lots of women who would fuck Lil Wayne. I'm like, yeah, hey, whatever, dude. Yeah. Whatever, he's successful, rich, whatever. Without a condom, okay, it's a little dicey.
it's a little dicey,
but okay, you know, whatever. Get pregnant, it's a little dicey.
To actually go through with
the don't family. Find the clinic. Now, we've all the dicey'd it out. So Lauren London is the new rule.
She's Derek Coleman.
Ooh. Or the Drazen Petrovic.
No. Drazen was amazing at one point.
I'm saying, but the depth of the career, though.
Drazen scored 80 in a game one time. Lauren London never did that. All right, time for one that's near and dear to my heart.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This is very close to home front right here. Zoe Saldana.
Well, Zoe makes it, and she's might fuck around and be in the top 10.
I can't put her in mind.
She might be in my top 10.
Wait a minute. What are we doing here? Hold on. I got to talk to you for a second.
Yeah, because who would you say? Lisa Neal.
You can't say Lisa Neal and not say Zoe.
No, I'm going out there for just a conversation. Just go out there for conversation. I understand Lisa Neal's not in there.
If I saw Zoe in person, which I never have, and she looked like she eats, then she's in the top 10. My problem is I'm afraid that she looks like she's like weighs too
bad. She's
frail
as fuck.
Yeah, but I don't know that because on TV she just looks
she's
like
frail
she's
frail as
over.
Fuck. I'm telling you. Yeah,
as it
I take Rosario Dawson. I would place Rosario Dawson in there before Zoe Saldana.
Not I.
All day.
That's almost
all day.
This is the Daryl says ridiculous things.
No, that's not ridiculous.
That's the name of the episode.
That's not ridiculous. That's not ridiculous. So Rosario Dawson is better than Zoe Saldana.
Rename this.
Zoe Saldana is shutting her down.
Like it's not even close.
Rosario.
So you telling me Lala
is not in this discussion?
No, I'm talking about Lala. I'm talking about Zoe Saldana.
Lala playing from
I would slam Colombiana before Lala.
Yeah, by far. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zoe Saldana. Here's my thing about Zoe Saldana. I look at her right now, and even if she doesn't look like she eats,
I need her to eat something
five times a day.
That's what I'm saying, man, dude. I can't.
Feeling that you see that chick in person and look through the room and see her and be like, oh my god.
No, I think you would say that for Rosario too. Though I feel like Rosario is she shuts the room down too because she's so unique looking.
Mm-hmm.
They're both fine as hell. I feel like people are gonna act as if we're shitting on these individuals. Yes. And everybody we're talking about is fine.
But we only get but we got a certain amount of people we can put in.
I just feel like if we're on an island.
How many people have we discussed?
We're like 18, 19.
Yeah. Okay. So while we're here, Rosario Dawson.
I'm gonna agree with Daryl. Rosario Dawson's there too, but she's like a 3 seed and Zoe's like a 2 seed for me.
Wow, I can't believe Zoe's gonna get in the top 25.
Oh, God, yeah.
Are we really?
I thought we established that like 5 minutes ago.
I think she's going to be in the top 10. Like, she's going to be, she's coming out of the Southern division.
Wow, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
It's always like the second team. Y'all know how
she ain't got nobody. She has nothing.
She's behind Duke or North Carolina.
No, Zoe's North Carolina in this.
No, she's Virginia. She's like.
Listen
to our rationale. She's Virginia the last 3 or 4 years. Like, we know she's one of the best teams in the nation. But she's just not getting the love. She's not the Halle Berry. Like, she's not the...
She's Villanova.
She's Villanova. That's what she's...
No! Like. Come on, y'all can't... She's Villanova. If anybody go to Villanova, I'm sorry for y'all to even have that.
Can I put... I want to put another person forward here that could spark some conversation. Felisa Rashad.
I had her on mine, too.
I mean, but I feel like... Can we put like her and her sister on there the same?
Like as a unit. Her and Debbie Allen as a unit.
Yeah, because it's hard for me to put one on without the other because I don't know which one looks better. To be honest with you,
right,
I'm
so
more sexually attracted to Debbie Allen.
That's a tag team thing, so we'll move them out of the actual. It's not fair to put two people against one.
So what about Aaliyah? Unless it's Halle Berry. Does Aaliyah get in here then?
Aaliyah didn't hit my top 25.
You know what? Only because I didn't think about it.
Yo, if y'all have if y'all gonna put Zoe in over, are y'all serious?
He's saying these things as if they're facts.
No, these are facts. Like, y'all gonna put Zoe like that over Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Are we really doing this?
You gonna say Kareem is taller than Mugsy Bowles?
No. That made me so mad. I can't believe we're doing this right now. Yo. Aaliyah's way more iconic and better.
You, sir, earned yourself
about?
A trophy.
I can't believe we doing this right now.
What the fuck is this trophy? I've never seen this before.
Yeah, dog.
And you get the Big Mad Award. This is the picture for the Dallas Big Mad.
Yeah, dog. I'm sorry. I mean, and I love Aaliyah. My question, which is a question, y'all may have already done this on one of these podcasts, but I always have this question about would Beyonce be Beyonce without Aaliyah? And that is a question for another day because, like, women get furious when you say
that. Lane got unclogged when she died.
It's the whole Jay-Z, Biggie. Like, it's that whole
thing. And Pac 9.
It's that thing. Like,
they both benefit from death. So I'm going to put up a status when people got mad. I'm like, it's funny that both of them benefited from deaths to get their careers up and going.
And I'm not, it's no, they,
it's like, not shame, they're talented people.
They took the baton and ran with it.
Life has a way. You benefit from some different things.
Life has a way of working things.
Oh, for sure.
How about Rihanna?
No. I just find Rihanna sexy.
That's a different thing than being beautiful.
I don't like, but you know what's funny though?
She's got better looking and she got older.
The person that women hate on the least is Rihanna. Like,
she's relatable.
Like, every woman
that's who they
I
want,
know
that's who they want to be.
And like, will swear by how pretty she is. And I'm like, alright, I mean, shit, I just, okay.
And one would think like one woman was hating on her, didn't it?
Maybe when they thought Jay-Z, there was a time when people thought Jay-Z was trying to smash.
Here's the thing. So, she was Icarus to Beyonce's son for a little while there. Like,
for sure.
She was getting too close, and then they're like, hold up.
And I'm
but Rihanna's got, Rihanna's like Prince, yo. She's got like her people that ride for her in light of Beyonce's Michael Jackson.
The Rihanna name.
Listen, words that never need to come out of your mouth again.
No, listen, man.
On
when
any
you,
level.
When you look at the eras of how both of their careers have moved, it's the same type of thing. The Beatles and the Stones. Who do we want to pick? Cash Money and No Limit. I don't care who it is.
Right,
whoever two people have had parallel careers, that's the play. I think we're
gonna be debatable.
We're starting to get to some people where we're only gonna have one vote.
Well, I mean, this one's debatable. This one, I put her in here because of the fact of how many cats she done trapped.
Hey, but while you all are listening to this, I want you all to know that whatever Daryl's about
to say,
ends with, but I don't agree with Zoe Saldana.
I don't agree with
Zoe. All right, let's go.
Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm. Not for me.
I mean, no, for sure no. But that body, though.
I can't put Erykah Badu on here and then just completely slam her.
Zoe Saldana has no body, yo. Like, zero body. Y'all giving her all of our face.
And that shows you
that's how... That's why y'all giving her face.
And that shows you how cold that chick is.
She's so fine. Oh, wow. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you how fine she is, dog. And this is going to... you know, I don't even care how this makes me look. The first time I saw her...
Was it Stop the Yard?
No, way before then. I was flipping through cable, and she played in some ballerina movie. I don't know the name of it. I don't know anything about it other than she was like the second actress in it, and it was Stop the Show. I watched that movie at least just to see if she was in there. In fact, I'm about to Google it because I don't even know.
That's how I was going to Google it now myself.
I mean, it was something stupid. It was by far the dumbest movie I've spent time. But it didn't matter.
I've watched so many movies for no reason at all because there's some cold women in
it. I don't know if you watched one worse than this, though. This one takes the cake.
We just talked about how I watched The Last Boy Scout.
Center stage, dog.
It's the first movie.
I don't even know the plot. I don't remember.
It's the first movie.
I just remember being like, God, what the fuck is this?
That hurts me to know that that's out there and I can't I can't acquire it. No, not that. That's like when you see a chick in a movie and you be like, it hurts me to know that that's out there. I need that, but I know that's not happening type of thing there. All right, two more from everybody. All
right.
Two more to throw out there. Daryl, go ahead because...
Well, I have to see Erykah Badu, so...
Okay, so it's a... Dub, who you got?
Her impact is minimal, so I can only say, but she's so fine to me. Yaya Da Costa is...
Yaya's bad.
So fine.
Yaya's bad.
So fine.
Is she the baddest to come off of Next Top Model?
Yes.
Or over Eva?
Yes.
I ain't mad at you.
Though. I'm more prone to Eva than Yaya.
But I ain't mad at you for saying that, because I'm more towards Yaya myself.
Yaya's so fine, dog. I got this show I watch with Chase that I make fun of every week that she's on called Chicago Med or something. It's the dumbest. Like, the acting, they're not even trying.
It's like you're enjoying it while you can because you know this is the only season.
But they give her something. Nah, this is like season 2 or 3 or 4. And they give her so much
all
time.
All the Chicago shows have had 3, 4, 5 seasons.
And there's a lot of people. And they give her so much tick that I'm just like, shit, I'm just going to keep watching this. Like, hey, whatever.
She's like getting them Carl Anthony Towns minutes.
Exactly.
Like, she's just out there. It's like, this team is terrible, but she can hoop. who do I got? Who do I have here? We've hit a lot of the top of.
I got somebody that they impact and they ain't on shit.
I've got one that
they impacted hip hop music videos tremendously. Melissa Ford.
Oh, I can not top 25.
Not top 25, but for sure I understand. I understand.
I get what you're doing here.
Yeah.
I've got one that's a personal favorite. But I'm just going to toss it. Actually, I've got three. I got three more I got to do. I got to get these three out. Kerry Washington.
I had her on there. I'm fine with that. What about Beverly Johnson for everybody?
It's kind of hard to argue it. I mean, I don't know about top.
Or Iman.
I would take Iman just because of impact over Beverly Johnson.
Beverly Johnson, the first Ford model, though.
Yeah, I know, but Iman's just like transcendent, lasted so, and a lot of that was her own doing. A lot of it was being with David Bowie, but I mean, it's
David Bowie was having a lot to do with it, though.
Yeah, so. But I mean, Iman was fine though, and been in the Michael Jackson video. I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of those.
Yeah. Iman was that African fine, where it's like you look and you just see
where I came from.
They're not making that in America, type of fine. Like that was that. That's what was dope about her was.
Do we put Garcelle Bouvet on there?
Garcelle Bouvet is like she's like Devin Booker. Like she had a
hot run, and she could like be in something, but then you see her like in something else and be like, you fine, but. I mean, I don't know, her, Lil Rashawn, like, they all like her.
See, Lil Rashawn is falling off tremendously.
All right, I got one I got to put out there.
Lil Rashawn was crushing the game.
No, she was fine.
This is a personal favorite for me, Nicole Ari Parker. That bitch is beautiful, dog.
She's beautiful. I just don't know if she's dipping her toe in my top 20, but she's beautiful.
Nicole Ari Parker is bad.
She's super bad.
Yeah, she's bad.
Yeah, she's bad.
What do we do with... I had Melissa Ford.
Recent times that I sent y'all the recent
Kamora
times.
Lee. What do we do with Kamora Lee? Is she
not top 20? Fuck no. Nah.
Hell of an impact though too.
Top 20.
I'm just throwing it out there. I wouldn't put in my top 20, but I'm just throwing it. I had some other names on her I just wanted to put out there.
No. She fine though. My girl Daenerys is second. Natalie Emanuel.
You talking about Melisandre? Not Melisandre. Miss Andre. Yeah,
her.
Yeah. She bad though too.
Yeah, I mean, not top 25 just because she hasn't had the years.
Yeah, because she ain't got the years in the league. But you
she's
know.
So fine.
She's gonna play in the rookie sophomore game this
for
year.
Sure.
and we'll see how she does. Yeah.
Star in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, do we do anything with Paula Patton here?
Nah, because how you gonna talk about old girls' hands? Paula Patton is a giant.
I didn't say it. I'm just throwing. I have
this. No, she's fine, but where we going by hands, those hands I have noticed.
Well, no. I'm saying that Sonny Lathan's hands are very stubby. That's what I'm saying, they're stubborn. They look like apish.
Those hands I have noticed. You talking about it like she was Shaq.
Oh, shit.
Like, well, that's a catcher's mitt. I know a position you play. My last one is Nicole Murphy.
That's a rough one. That's a rough one, man.
That's a full-out monster right there. That's like Butler or Gonzaga. That's like a 10 seed that's gonna fuck some shit up. Like, she ain't got the credentials to be in the ACC or the Pac-10 or the Big 10 or the Big 12.
She ain't done nothing in her career.
But she coming out the Mountain West balling. Like, she come on late as hell and you never get a chance to see her, but she balling.
Not top 20, but I understand the sentiment. For sure.
Yo, that's a... Ooh,
and fellas, I think we're at the point now where we can do some induction discussion here for this Hall of Fame. I mean, Hall of Fame requirement was to get a vote from all three of us. Mm-hmm. Called being unanimous in some circles.
Yeah.
Unanimous votes for the people that we brought up here are Halle Berry, Beyonce, Nia Long, Gabrielle Union, Vanessa Williams, Tyra Banks, Sally Richardson, Pam Grier, Janet Jackson, Rosario Dawson, Stacey Dash, Kerry Washington, and Naomi Campbell.
I just did that list and I can't put a 2 seed in the tournament into
Lisa
the Hall
Bonet
of Fame.
Lisa Bonet didn't get in my
Lisa Bonet should have made it.
She wasn't. I didn't. She didn't make
my
top
20. I thought she got in. You left the ballot box thing like I'm there. Right. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
And now
the Trump voter.
Now the. Oh, and looks like the ballots are coming in. Precincts are reporting from the West Coast, and old Clinton has come up short.
Yeah,
I can't.
One more we forgot. One more. I don't know if we want. Do we want to put Mariah Carey in the mix?
No,
I'm not voting for her. So we can just hold her out.
I can't do it.
No.
All
right.
No, Whitney Houston.
No, Whitney Houston was never bad to me. To appreciate.
She's super skinny.
She's pretty.
She's pretty.
She wasn't better than Zoe Saldana.
Well, no, but only 9 people are.
Listen,
no way, Zoe Saldana. Listen, y'all listeners got to come and back me up on this, man. Y'all got to ride with me.
Yeah, I want to hear about that myself.
Right, y'all got to back me up.
I can't wait to post this episode on my Facebook. Hey, y'all, Daryl don't think Zoe Saldana's bad. Comment below.
That's going to be the topic. Daryl don't think Zoe Saldana's bad.
So what are you going to do? You have to take those 1 seeds. If you have to take all those people and make 2 seeds out, like...
We're going
to
have to now... Yeah, we'll have to figure this out from there.
All right, so...
Those are... But that's not fair, though, because I've got numbers next to them because I number things in my notes.
But you know Halle Berry's going to get a number 1.
Well, right? Yeah.
So you only have to pick 3 more.
Wait, are we going to do a bracket from this now?
I was thinking that's what y'all was going to do.
Oh, fine. Let's do that. Sure.
Yeah, so if you do a bracket, what's the bracket? 40? You do 64 or do you have to do 32?
There's no way we can do 64.
So 32?
32. Yeah.
So, all right, 32. You know Halle Berry's going to get a one.
But the problem with this now is that now we've made Zoe Saldana into Butler, basically. Like, she's going to juggernaut some cats that she shouldn't even...
Well, I'm telling y'all, she's going to get upset real early. Y'all going to be like, God damn, what's everybody
saying? She might be, my nigga, she put in that good regular season. She's going to be a strong two seed. It's going to be a shit.
I can't get out there. I want her like that on the top 10.
Zoe Saldana won the Big 12 at least.
Even in a good year. No, she still won.
No, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's Kansas. She's like a 33-1 Kansas team.
No.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse.
No, she's not. She's not.
Powerhouse.
Have y'all seen her body? She has no body.
Powerhouse.
This is why every woman on her has at least a body on this list except for her. And y'all trying to say.
Some people have. Hey, it's like when you have a fighting game, you got attributes. Like who has the best kick? Who has the best punch?
Yeah.
Zoe has the best face.
You think so? You're saying Zoe has the best face out of all these women?
She's top three for sure.
No. No. No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Top three for sure.
For face?
Sorry, I'll say four. Top four.
So you're saying I'm going to put Holly there.
Yeah, Holly.
Vanessa Williams. Stacey.
No. Stacey Dash don't look.
Stacey has a better face. Yes, she does. Why are you?
Hey.
What?
I'm with you on the Stacey argument. I feel like they're right neck and neck.
No. Yo. Sade? We talking about Sade? Why Sade not in the hall?
Sorry.
Because I ain't vote for her.
Yeah.
Sade is in the hall.
She should be in the hall.
She's going to be a 5 seed in the East.
She ain't going to be.
She'll kill it. Zoe Saldana. I know you can match her up in the first round.
Only because you got voters who are going to be like, oh, well, I love Sade. I grew up listening to her music. She's wonderful.
But she top 10 and people should better get outside of it.
What are we talking about?
No, if y'all believe in her so much, put her up against Sade in the first round.
Sade, first of all, they're going to be ranked too high.
No. Sade's only got two
votes. Zoe's going to be a 2 seed. You keep on forgetting this.
No, that's fine.
So you thinking that Sade's going to be like a...
She only got two votes, so she's going to be... She's not.
So she'll be like a 4 seed.
They won't be in the same bracket.
Yeah. Let's put them in the same bracket.
No,
make sure we don't do that, because we don't want you to be right.
First of all, Sanaa Lathan...
They said we don't want you...
First of all, Sanaa Lathan got a 1. I'm telling you right now, she's going to be like that Coppin State team that beat South Carolina. Like, somebody's falling.
Or that Southern team that beat...
Somebody's falling. Somebody's going to fall early. Early. Let the numbers have spoken. I got some HBCU teams in here we didn't vote for. Like
Lisa Ray.
Like, just because I'm putting some mayhem in the mix, some people that didn't get votes, I'm throwing them in there just to see if people see it. Even if they just get mollywopped, it's going to happen.
Lisa Ray come up and creep on somebody, too.
She will, because she's beloved from the Bernie Mac movie.
It's called the Players Club.
I heard the Bernie Mac movie. I was like, I've never heard anybody say the Bernie Mac movie.
Like, is this the story of his life?
I didn't know about this. This is interesting.
Like, Ice Cube did the soundtrack for Bernie Mac. Montel Jordan was on the soundtrack for Ice Cube's life. Should we put a? I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Full disclosure. I was trying to find a porn star to put in there, and I just couldn't think of one.
I don't think none of transition to be that fine and transcendent. Only one I think is maybe Skin Diamond. That's it.
Oh no, that is.
She's got no body either.
But I'm saying she's got a better face than Zoe Saldana.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know this person, so I can't
Google her.
No, she doesn't.
She got a better face than Zoe Saldana.
I'm leaving. I live here, and I'm leaving. I'm going to Mission Taco. I'm done with this.
I'm going to Mission Taco. I'm telling you, man. Y'all hyping Zoe up, man. Zoe's bad, no doubt. Now, these are all splitting hairs now, people. Don't get it twisted now. But I'm just saying, we talking about her top 20?
I'm not talking about top 20.
How you keep on putting this number up here that's not existing. We said top 10.
I'm not even saying she top 20.
Do we need to do a post show today?
We might need to.
We
might need to go on Facebook Live, man, on this, man, and debate this out for the people. I got my iPad too, man. We might have to do this, man. Cause I ain't no way y'all came, man.
I don't understand.
Y'all can't put her in top 10. Y'all can't do this to black people, man, like this, man. Y'all can't do this.
Like, you know she's black.
Yes, I know she's black. So yeah, she's Afro-Cuban, I know.
So we're basically
I mean, I'm just saying that she's not bad enough to be in the top 10.
Listen, man. Listen, dog. Everybody got their own thing, you know? Just two of the three of us have one thing. And
this is the spirit of competition. This is the spirit, because I guarantee you, Daryl was 3 Crown Royals in and saw Zoe Saldana over there. He'd be like,
I saw this joint.
She was incredible.
I'm gonna holler, man. I'm not going to.
Like, if you was in a room full of these women, you'd see her and just brush. Excuse
me. Look, all these women on this list, though, we'd all holler at if we saw them in a room. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, listen, man.
Let's keep it 100. I'm just saying. But y'all putting Zoe's top 10? Y'all, that's a lot, man. That's like putting Steph Curry in the top 10 players of all time. Would you do that? Or am I crazy now, too, on that?
Did you equate Steph Curry and Zoe Saldana?
That's your mistake.
That's where you went wrong with that.
Because y'all want to open up with somebody else. See, that's the problem. See, there we go.
Because then Steph
Curry.
See,
that's how I look at her, is like a Steph Curry.
That would be upgrading Steph Curry's game, not Zoe Saldana's. Like, Zoe Saldana's like Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my God, no. 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 Y'all have beast in this, man.
Kobe Bryant's about the eighth or ninth best basketball player of all time.
Yeah, for sure. Like, eighth.
Yeah, yeah. But she's not top 10, man. Yo, you just... Yo, you can name all these classic women, though. Holly, Beyonce, Nia Long.
Oh,
Sinatra. No. I was just... I thought you had it in order by all the women.
I hate her hand.
No, I thought you had it in order by the people.
Yo,
that
Yo, there's been
it.
Two
no.
chicks. There's been two chicks.
So you saying you come on Holly, Beyonce, Nia Long, Gabrielle Union, Vanessa Williams, Tyra Banks, Sally Richardson, Pam Grier, Janet Jackson. Come on, man.
We just
they ain't even making it, man. Just
naming people.
We've just spent.
No, but I'm saying, but she's not above none of them.
We spent 30 minutes just discussing this.
Who is she above under the people by his name?
All but eight of them.
All but 8 or 9 of them.
All but 7 of them, because she's
so
a
So y'all
think
she's top 3 then?
No, top 10. You've been very
No, but good. I'm saying above those people I just named. Just name now.
She's above.
She's above Sally Richardson.
Listen, man, this is who she's above, since you just want to call it out.
All the people that's got 3 is the ones I'm talking about.
So, she's definitely not above Halle Berry. I'm going to say.
She's not above Beyonce.
It's going to be blasphemous to you all, including your fans, but in the face, I like her face better than Beyonce's. And they're both fine as hell, so please don't tell me I'm whatever. Nia Long.
Please don't bomb his house.
Right. Nia Long. Just because she's a classic, so no. Gabrielle Union, I for real completely think that Zoe looks better than her. Vanessa Williams. We talking about Vanessa Williams circa 1980.
I mean, but y'all giving her young time?
So Vanessa could be in my top 10. Tyra Banks, I like Zoe better. Did Vanity even make that? I don't even know.
No, she didn't make that. Oh.
Sally Richardson, nah. But we only named 4 people though. I'm saying Sally Richardson. I'm giving her a nod. Pam Grier,
no.
Zoe. Sorry.
Over Pam Grier?
Yep.
Wow, Janet. This girl's like 92
Janet,
pounds.
Y'all know y'all had to reluctantly pull Janet out of me. So Zoe, Rosario, Zoe. Rihanna even on here. Stacey Dash she's gonna give her a run. I'm sorry, I'm gonna Stacey Dash for my. She's gonna give her a run.
But she doesn't have a brain. So she can't.
Look. Oh, and,
like, we lobotomized her.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much named. Oh, shit, I forgot about Meghan Markle. That's a whole other conversation, though. Because I don't even know what to
do. I put her in there for sheer madness.
Meghan Markle's fine as hell. Yes. Please believe.
Yeah,
she's
a stunner.
She's fine. Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm only naming like 4 or 5 people over.
Wow, man.
And I personally put Lisa Bonet over her, but Lisa Bonet is not on
the Hall of Fame.
Right, so, yeah, man. Sorry.
I can't believe these cats, man. Y'all are wilding right now.
I don't even understand what the debate is.
Like, yo, she's bad, I'm no doubt, but y'all hype beast in her top 10?
Yes.
Y'all hype beast in her, man. Wow. People, y'all gotta come to my defense on this, man.
I don't understand what is the problem. Why do you have such a problem just saying that this woman is fine?
I didn't say she wouldn't, but I'm just feeling like...
Like, you couldn't even give her a vote for top 25.
No.
And I'm looking at her picture just to make sure that
she's very attractive. She's very attractive, looks good. She can't get in my tournament.
I'm very sure of what I'm saying right now.
No, I won't say she can't get in my tournament, but y'all acting like she's a top seed. I can't give her a top seed level.
Hey, man. Yep. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah. This is... Yeah.
She ain't better looking than Sade.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Well, we should probably end the show.
We're gonna argue about this for a while.
So
you're being incredulous.
Yeah, I am. I'm getting. Yeah. So keep emailing us. Thank y'all for listening as always, Dub. Thank you for coming on.
Brackets are coming soon for the holiday season.
Email us straightolc@gmail.com. Straight out the Stroud Lowcast fan page as well. Straightolc on Twitter. Check us out. Hit us up. We appreciate it as always. Holidays. Oh, also check us out on Spotify now. We're on Spotify to download a podcast on Spotify as well now.
This
should
be the logo for y'all thing, man.
No, that's the thing is though. It's so easy all down to that fine.
Look at that.
I don't understand, sir.
I don't give how y'all man. Like, yo, Melissa Ford is killing her. What are you talking about? And I ain't even putting the same. She should be top 20.
Stop it.
No,
stop it.
That whole Melissa Ford, y'all niggas. Y'all niggas is wilding right now.
Absolutely not. Like, you've come too far, sir. No,
body's killing her the whole nine. That shit, like, smaller than me, G. I can't do that, man.
I hope she's smaller than you. You're a grown man.
But I'm saying, I'm talking about, relative wise, I'm saying.
I mean, she's like, what do you want? You want my pretty innocent face?
She's amazing. Did you see that? Look at how big this fucking picture was. Look at that shit. Now look at that. Look at how much better she looks than her. And that bitch speaks Spanish.
Yeah, that's true.
That's because she's native American.
I mean, you know. Yeah, man. Oof. God. Jesus. Sir.
He only did that about 3 times ever.
So, I mean, and y'all gonna say over Rosario? Y'all crazy.
God, look at her face. Okay.
This is not even a real thing that you're saying here.
This is a total real thing, dog.
She is destroying her.
In the face?
Yes.
This is ugly. Like, this is like, when
the... Oh, bugging! What the fuck?
This is like when the Bulls played the Bullets in the first round.
I mean, I just like the whole innocent look. I like all these looks. You know what we meant, who we didn't mention, who she reminds me of, but she looks better than her? Tandy Newton.
Tandy Newton is bad. I didn't think about people from the UK for real.
I forgot about Tandy. I mean,
you could put Mubu Gatu Raw on there too.
I forgot about her too. And she's shitting on them.
We're gonna sprinkle them into the brackets.
I forgot about
them. She's got cold.
This is what I knew was gonna be an upsetter
because she fuck around is gonna end up being like, because we didn't talk about her, end up being like a 5 seed, a 6 seed, and really she'd be a 2 seed.
They got underseeded.
Yeah,
she's gonna be Wichita State.
Yep.
She's Wichita State. Yeah, movie about the Raw is bad.
Yeah, she's shitting on them.
And she got Raw in that name, too. I appreciate that.
I got to be up at 6.
You out of here tomorrow?
Nah, I got to do it. I'm here. First time I've told you this in a while, dog. I'm here the rest of this week into next Thursday.
Oh, shit.
And Shireem gets here Saturday.
Oh, shit.
And Dean's going to have people over for the Lovin' Chico Rigadow fight Saturday night.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So roll through. He told me to tell you. I told him you already knew. I figured you.
Where's his crib at?
Right next door, like 2 blocks from here.
From here?
Yeah.
He said on the other side of the high school.
Oh, okay.
So, he's having like they do this annual party that I'm out of town for every year, but it starts at like 3 in the afternoon. But most of the parties go from like 3 on. I don't get there until like because her family and shit be over there, and I'll be uncomfortable saying nigga around white people. But I can't stop. So,
I do too, though. I really don't try to say it at all.
So, like, yeah, but I'll probably be there. But I'll pick up Shireen from the airport at like 9, and then I'll be over there.
Okay.
So, I
have that old girl from the Bay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to be here for a few weeks. We're not going to be here, but she'll be with me for a few weeks.
Okay.
Man, that was probably my funniest. Yeah. Listening to y'all, and what's funny is that speaking of Harvey Weinstein victims, dog. You don't have to sell me on her. She made me watch. She could have creeped into my top 5 or 6.
She's made me watch some shitty TV.
Yeah, oh no, that's Beyond the Lights.
Beyond the Lights was not a bad movie though.
It wasn't. It was The Bodyguard remade.
But it wasn't a bad movie though. That was actually better than I thought it was going to be by far.
I mean, it was The Bodyguard. Exactly. It's like they didn't change anything. It's like, oh no, nigga, let's just do this over.
No Queen of the Night though.
Nah. I got this dog that you bought. My bad on the Harvey Weinstein comment, dog.
No, that's fine. That was perfect.